album .
Tere päevast, head raadiokuulajad! Algab albumisaade, mina olen Miina Pärn ja helipuldis Pille-Riin Langeproon. Täna kuulame inglise filmihelilooja Richard Harvey uut koorimuusikaalbumit Evensong, mille laulavad Eesti Filharmoonia Kammerkoor ja Läti Raadiokoor. Pimedate ööde filmifestivali raames leidis tänavu aset filmimuusika eriprogramm Music Meets Film, mille raames käis Harvey ka Eestis ja ta astus läbi ka klassikaraadiost ning rääkis oma uuest albumist ja mõtiskles filmimuusika mineviku, oleviku ja tuleviku üle. Me kuuleme peagi Richard Harvey mõtteid, aga enne seda alustame tema muusikaga ja kõlab lugu nimega The Call.
Screams as breath.
see oli lugu nimega The Call Richard Harvey uuelt koorimuusikaalbumilt Evensong. Laulis Eesti Filharmoonia kammerkoor, sopranisolist oli Amy Howarth ja mängis Ungari filmiorkester. Me rääkisime Richard Harveyga juttu siis, kui ta käis Tallinnas Pimedat ööde filmifestivali raames ja esmalt kõneleb ta sellest, kuidas temast üldse sai filmi helilooja.
When I was at school, played woodwind. I played clarinet, but I continued playing the recorder, the flute back, the block flute, from when I was very young. And so when I left school, I was quite a good recorder player. And somebody discovered that I could play well, and they started inviting me to play in movie scores. And I checked it out on IMDb, and the first movie score I played on was when I was 17. There weren't recorder players. I mean, they were, but they played with big vibrato and they didn't have good technique. They were all amateurs. And then I started getting more instruments and playing them, particularly on historic movies or, should we say, world-type movies. And in the end, I was sitting in these sessions thinking, I think I could do this. I think I could do the composing because some of it was very impressive and very good. Some of it was less good. But more than that, I just found the process very exciting, seeing, because in those days it wasn't done in a computer, it was done like classical music. All the film composers were classical composers who had just been invited to score a film. But you would sit in a big studio with a full orchestra and see the movie full size, usually in black and white, because they just get made a cheap copy of it, and they always drew little crosses and lines on the film so that to help the conductor know where he was. But I was completely taken with it and very enthused by it. And I was in a band in my late teens and early 20s. And when that band gave up because they started punk music, our record company just signed the Sex Pistols and we just had to go. We weren't even allowed in the building anymore. So at that point, I started writing TV commercials. And then I went from there to writing TV drama. But my aim was always the big movie. You know, I feel that I've done that now, and I'm at a point in my life where I want to write music for just for myself.
Richard Harvey esimene kokkupuude filmimuusikaga ei olnud mitte helilooja, vaid hoopis pillimängijana. Ta oli koolis õppinud puhk pille, klarnetit, aga ka plokk flööti. Ja 17-aastaselt mängis siis ta oma esimeses filmis ja plokk flööti mängijaid tollal ei olnud, vähemalt mitte selliseid, kes oleks nendele filmiheliloojatele sobinud, nii et temal oli päris palju tegemust, eriti ajaloolistes filmides. Richard Harveyle meeldis väga see protsess, kõik filmiheliloojad olid tollal klassikalised heliloojad ja tõesti see protsess oli aus, orkester oli stuudios, suurelt ekraanilt jooksis film, muusikud salvestasid ja üks kokkulangevus Richard Harvey elus, mis teda samuti filmimuusika teele juhatus, oli see, et tema bänd lõpetas punkmuusika peale tungi tõttu tegevuse ning lõpuks leidis ta siis ka heliloojana endale filmide juures tegevust, kirjutas algul ka televisioonile, aga tema eesmärk oli alati jõuda suure filmi juurde. Nüüd on ta seda teinud ja mingis mõttes on see protsess end tema jaoks ammendunud. Edaspidi soovib ta kirjutada kontsertmuusikat ja muusikat ise enda jaoks. Me kuuleme tema uuelt albumilt Evensong laulu nimega Toona Nobis Pacem, laulab Läti raadiokoor, juhatab Sigvard Sklava.
Thank you.
See oli Richard Harvey laul Dona nobis pacem, mille esitas Läti raadio koor Sigarts Klaava juhatusel ja samuti oli kaastegev Ungari filmi orkester. Me jätkame vestlust Richard Harveyga ja järgnevalt räägib ta, kuidas kirjutatakse filmimuusikat tänapäeval.
Composing a film score is incredibly stressful, particularly now because they keep changing the film right up to the time it's released. They keep changing it. And I don't want to do that anymore because it's too stressful. In the days when I was doing a lot of film, they gave you a finished film and say, this is it. Now it won't change. And you could do all your calculations and make the music fit the film. But now you need a team of people to assist you because you write a piece of music for the film, it's approved, and then they say, oh, we showed the film to an audience. They didn't like that piece of the film. So they change it a lot, and suddenly when you thought you'd finished some work, you have to start all over again. It's depressing, I'm sorry to say. But it's, you know, film music is industrialized now, really, in the way it's produced, and I'm sorry, the way it sounds a lot of the time.
Filmimuusika loomine tänapäeval on väga stressirohke, esmalt seetõttu, et filme muudetakse kuni viimase hetkeni. Vanasti olid asjad teisiti. Film oli valmis ja helilooja lisas sinna oma muusika. Nüüd filmi lühendatakse ja muudetakse ja siis, kui helilooja arvab, et on oma töö lõpetanud, selgub, et ta peab otsast peale hakkama. Filmimuusik on muutunud Richard Harvey sõnul tööstuslikuks nii selles mõttes, kuidas seda tehakse, kui ka selles mõttes, kuidas see kõlab. Nii et see on üsna masendav. Peagi räägime sellest, milline võiks Richard Harvey meelest olla filmimuusika tulevik, aga enne kuulame tema lugu nimega The Altar. Laulab Eesti Filharmoonia Kammerkoor, juhatab Heli Jürgenson.
Thank you.
Richard Harvey lugu nimega The Altar. Selle esitasid Eesti Filharmoonia Kammerkoor dirigent Heli Jürgenson ja harfil Liis Viira ja salvestus on muideks tehtud siin samas Tallinnas Niguliste kirikus. Jätkasime juttu Richard Harveyga sel teemal, kas on keeruline teha vahet pelgalt filmi illustreerimise ja muusika kaudu uue tähenduse andmise vahel ning kumba siis filmi helilooja õigupoolest tegema peaks.
Yes, it is. And it, what we normally have to do is the last thing you said, which is to produce something that isn't already there. I made a big mistake at the beginning of my career. I would look at a sequence of film and I would celebrate it for how it was. If it was like an aerial shot of countryside, I would celebrate it. I would make music that suited the countryside. And the director would sometimes say, well, this is very beautiful, but this isn't what we need. This is the countryside and it's lovely, but there's a car, and in that car is somebody who's going to kill someone. So often you have to add an element which isn't there at all. If there's no script at that point, and if you're lucky enough that they've made the film with space for music. And, you know, that's another thing about independent films. They very often don't have to keep to a specific length, which of course means they're too long sometimes. But the director will always leave space for music. And very often a Hollywood film, when they put it together for the first time, will be 3 hours long. And people say, oh, no, this movie is for children. Or, you know, this is for a simple audience. It cannot be 3 hours long. They'll all go home. So they have to take 35% out of the film. And wherever they take it out is where the space for music is. So you end up with non-stop talking or non-stop sound effects, and you have to fight to get your sound in there. And that's quite frustrating, because in the end you're just part of a big tapestry of sound, which is words, sound effects, and music. That doesn't feel so good somehow. But it's lovely when you have like a whole minute to express yourself, with no talking, no loud sound effects, just the music. That's a big moment for a composer, and you have to make it work for you, make it your own.
Karjääri alguses tegi Harvey selle vea, et ta vaid illustreeris oma muusikaga pilti, mis filmis avanes. Ja üks režissoor ütles talle kord, et sinu muusika on küll väga ilus, aga sa unustad, et mööda seda kaunist maastikku sõidab autos üks inimene, kes teeb varsti kellelegi viga. Ja mingil kombel peab see väljenduma ka muusikas. Muidugi on oluline teema ka see, et filmis oleks üldse muusika peale mõeldud ja seal oleks selle jaoks ka ruumi. Hollywoodi filmid on tavaliselt alguses ligi 3 tunnised, aga siis neid näidatakse sihtrühmale ja hakatakse neid lühendama. Ja film võib lüheneda ligi 1/3 võrra, mille arvelt see aeg võetakse, eks ikka muusika. Nii et helilooja peab oma muusika eest võitlema. Vastasel juhul oled sa lõpuks vaid osa mingisugusest helitapeedist ja see ei ole hea tunne. Õnnis on see hetk, kui heliloojal on filmis näiteks 1 minut, mis on vaid tema muusika päralt, ja siis peab sellest viimast võtma. Kuuleme Richard Harvey koorimuusikat albumilt Evensong, ja see on lugu nimega Sanctus, laulab Eesti Filharmoonia Kammerkoor, dirigent on Heli Jürgenson.
Thank you.
See oli Richard Harvey lugu nimega Sanctus ja järgnevalt räägime me inglise filmiheliloojaga sellest, kuidas ta oma laulu tekste valib.
Okay, I was talking to an Estonian composer who's writing an opera and he was very quick to say this story has just come out of copyright. It's the Truth and Justice author, but it's not that story. And he was very quick to say this is out of copyright. And most people, when they're writing choral music, look for words where there is no copyright. I mean, for commercial reason, I'm sorry to say, but you don't have to pay 50%. If you make anything from your music, you have to give 50% of it or some negotiated amount to the lyricist. Some people like to write their own lyrics, but also I like to just take parts of a poem or part of some dramatic work and use them to my purposes. I use partly religious texts because they feel good with the choir, make me feel good. I'm not a particularly religious person, but, you know, somehow the whole combination of recording a good choir in a church, it feels right. But I also look for poets who write in a spiritual way, in a secular vein. I've used the texts on several occasions by a poet called Archibald Lampman, who's a Canadian poet from the end of the 19th century. He's a secular poet who was completely in love with nature. He was the Canadian Walt Whitman, I suppose. You know, Mother Nature was his god. And so the first two songs on this album are both from texts by him. A prayer is a prayer for the good health of Mother Nature, as it were, so it's really timely. And the other one is, I called it Night Song. In the original poem was just called A Song, and it was about somebody unable to sleep because a love affair had gone badly wrong. But again, the way he writes, it really flows with the lyrics.
Richard Harvey avas siis oma laulutekstide valikute tagamaid ja ütles, et need põhjused on paljuski pragmaatilised, et kui vaimulike tekste kasutada, siis nendega ei kaasne autori õigusi, aga kui kasutada teksti autorilt, kes on elus ja kelle looming on veel autori õiguste kaitseal, siis peab poole tasust teksti autorile maksma. Samuti ütles ta, et ladina keel kõlab kirikus lihtsalt väga hästi ja talle meeldib kasutada selliste luuletajate tekste, kes on, ütleme nii, et spirituaalsed, aga võib-olla mitte tingimata vaimulikud. Üks neist on Archibald Lampman, keda Richard Harvey nimetas ka Kanada Walt Whitmaniks ja tema tekstile on kirjutatud albumi kaks esimest laulu, A Prayer ja Night Song. Neid järgnevalt kuulamegi ja kõigepealt A Prayer, mis on palve emakesele loodusele.
Thank you.
Me kuulasime kahte Richard Harvey laulu Archibald Lampmanni tekstidele. Need olid A Prayer ja Night Song. Laulis Eesti Filharmoonia kammerkoor, dirigent oli Heli Jürgenson, teises loos mängis harfiliis Viira ja sopranisolist oli Ülle Tuisk. Kuulame nüüd, milline on Richard Harvey visioon tuleviku filmimuusikast või mida ta sooviks.
I would like to see harmony. I would like to see melody. Now that sounds old-fashioned. Film music was full of melody in the days when sound quality was so bad. You could sense the harmonies and you could be really clear about the melody, but you couldn't be clear about anything else. You couldn't tell whether that was a clarinet or the violas or is that the trombones or is it a French horn because the sound quality was so bad. So the emphasis was on, first of all, making people leave the cinema singing the theme tune, but also using very gushing romantic harmonies. Nowadays, there's so much sound effects because cinemas have turned into the most amazing spaces for playing back recorded sound. So the music always has to compete with unbelievably loud noises that come from above your head, to your side, behind you, maybe even underneath your seat. And it's a very different world. But it seems to me, I was watching a television program from the BBC, the dear old BBC, and they were talking about architecture in Victorian times. And the very rich people in the countryside in Britain in the Victorian times, they would make a ruin. Their landscaper would find a beautiful corner of their land and they would make an old church. Half this church would be broken and it would look like something from the Middle Ages. And then they would grow plants all over it. So it looked like something that was maybe knocked down in the Reformation and has just been there ever since. And in the UK, they call these follies. And they said these were a response to the industrialization of the countryside. And for me, call them songs, not really pieces of music. This little set of songs. I've been a songwriter here more than a composer. To me, they're my follies. They're my response to the industrialization of music, but particularly film music, because the heart of it, if I can use that word, which is not really suitable, all comes from a computer. It is all non-stop. There is very little harmony. You can maybe listen to film music for 4 minutes and one note will go all the way through it like a drone. Maybe only one or two notes will change. It might go from D minor to B flat, back to D minor, back to B flat, and really no other chords, no modulation, nothing. And it's wasting so much of what music can offer. I have to say, the British are always too happy to follow the Americans, like their dog. And so if the Americans do it, we will do it. And, you know, we obviously get a lot of work in the UK from the Americans. We speak the same language. We have orchestras that are very experienced. Probably, you know, the London Session Orchestra is the best film music orchestra in the world. But when I look to France, Italy, people are so much freer and so much more daring. If I do any more films, I'd want to avoid America and avoid Britain and just hope that I get some nice independent films. I think the next film I do will actually be a Moroccan film about refugees trying to cross the Mediterranean in small boats. It has no budget, but, you know, I have some experience in Arabic music and half the film is a sort of a dream. But in films like this, you get room to move. You get room to express yourself. You can write a melody. No one's going to object to hearing a melody. Of course, you still get the greats, like John Williams, putting melodies in his films. But he's 85 now. So he's still the best, in my opinion. But he's 85 now. Most of the young film composers coming through do not know how to write a melody. They can make an incredibly impressive sound for an hour and a half, but they don't know how to use harmony and they don't know how to write a melody. And maybe when everybody has had enough of this noise, being assaulted by noise when they go into the cinema, they will say, oh, is it just time for something else?
Richard Harvey igatseb filmimuusikasse tagasi harmooniat ja meloodiat ja tõesti, see võib kõlada vanamoodsalt, aga kunagi oli tema sõnul helikvaliteet filmides nii halb, et ei olnud võimalik isegi aru saada, mis pill mängib. Ometi lahkusid kõik kinost ümisedes selle filmi tunnuslaulu. Praegu on kvaliteet väga hea, aga muusika peab võistlema lugematul hulgal heliefektidega. Ta tõi ühe huvitava näite ühest BBC telesaatest, mis rääkis viktoriaanliku ajastu arhitektuuriks. Nimelt selle ajal rajasid rikkad maaomanikud oma krundile varemeid, mis nägid välja nagu lagunenud keskaegsed kirikud, millest olid taimed läbi kasvanud ja see oli nende vastus tööstuslikule revolutsioonile, kui nii võib öelda. Ja sama teeb praegu Harvey oma muusikas. Tänane filmimuusika on tehtud arvutiga, pole akustilisi helisid, puudub harmoonia ja Harvey sõnul on see muusika alahindamine. Väärtfilmidel on selles suhtes eelis, et neil on küll väikse meelarve, aga ometi on nende tegemisel ka rohkem vabadust. Tänapäeval ei osata meloodiat kirjutada, luuakse fantastilisi helipilte, aga viise mitte. Richard Harvey igatahes on kirjutamas harmoonilist ja meloodilist muusikat, mida ta ka ise naudib ja me kuulame tema albumilt Evensong veel ühe laulu nimega Lullay.
Thank you.
Eesti Filharmoonia Kammerkoor esitas dirigent Heli Jürgensoni juhatusel Richard Harvey laulu Lullay ja see pärineb inglise filmihelilooja uuelt koorimuusikaalbumilt Evensong. Richard Harvey käis tänavu novembri lõpul ka Eestis ja seda tänu Pimedate ööde filmifestivalile, mille raames leidis aset ka filmimuusika eriprogramm Music Meets Film. Ja tänu sellele oli võimalik ka Richard Harveyga juttu rääkida ning kuulsite tema mõtteid filmimuusikast. Album ilmus tänavu aastal Altus Records plaadifirmalt ja seda tutvustas Miina Pärn.
Album.